Welcome back, everybody. Welcome, if you're just joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got a very special guest with me today, a modern Renaissance man, if you will. His name is Tope Falerin. He is the executive director of the Institute for Policy Studies, a Rhodes Scholar, a published fiction author. We're talking today because IPS, alongside The Nation, as well as the Henry A. Wallace Global Fund, as well as Public Citizen, are holding a symposium on Thursday. This coincides with movements, with rallies across the country that are generally titled Good Trouble. If you want to find out where a rally is happening near you, go to goodtrouble.org. All of this in honor of the great and late John Lewis. In the last segment, Tope and I were talking about how to have conversations back in our communities that help people find the shared values that I truly believe we do have. I will never abandon that. I think the vast majority of us, and you see this when survey questions or polling questions are created with care, you see so much more agreement than disagreement amongst people from all kinds of different backgrounds and income levels and races. And you had also mentioned this idea that having those discussions and engaging in disagreement and these value-based discussions is patriotic. It's not owned by one party over the other. And I wanted to ask a follow-up question. One is, in part, okay, what's an example? How do we have some of these conversations? But I'd like us to also take a stab at this other pernicious characterization or claim that I see from the far right to morality.
Yeah.
That they are the arbiters of Christianity, of morality, of goodness. And you do hear this a bit from what I'm going to call the righteous left as well. Yeah. It's easy to demonize folks. How do we create some space? How do we have conversations that don't end in you're a bad person and I'm a good person and you're not a true patriot and I'm the only patriot and ends in acrimony and distrust? How do we have those conversations one-on-one?
Such an important point. In our last sort of segment, Maggie, you mentioned the fact that a budget is a moral document. And I think that's exactly right. It's an expression of who we are as a people and what we value. And oftentimes it's lawmakers who are coming up with these ideas and implementing them and placing them, you know, sort of into law. And there are a lot of people who might disagree with what they advance. I say this as a person of faith myself, and faith is incredibly important to me. And it's a core part of the way that I see the world and engage with folks as well. And I think there's a long history of faith powering social movements also. I think social movements are undergirded by faith because the basic idea of a social movement is we want to change the way that reality is structured. We want to change the way that the world is working. And there are a lot of people who say this can't happen or it's not possible for a variety of reasons. You have a group of people who say we have faith that we're going to get there. We have faith that we're going to make this seemingly impossible thing happen. And even you have secular people who join these movements and other kinds of people as well, but they're all engaged in an act of faith. Sometimes it's a kind of secular faith, sometimes it's a more religious faith. And I'm intrigued by the possibility of people coming together and having faith. Again, it doesn't have to derive purely from a kind of religious background. It can just be faith in what we want America to be, faith in each other and the kinds of people we are and what we represent and why we are convinced that America is a kind of indispensable place in the world. It is. I mean, I am the product of that belief because my parents came over as immigrants and they believed in this idea of what this place was, not necessarily based on any evidence they had outside of, like, you know, what they were exposed to on television, the rest of it, but this idea that, like, they could enact their dreams in a real way in this country. So I sort of sometimes take offense when people on the right sort of try to take over the faith question, because there are many of us on the left who are people of faith and who do this work because we have faith. And perhaps having conversations about this, like, what do you believe now and where do you want this country to be? My strong suspicion, Maggie, is that a lot of people would agree, you know, where do we want this country to be? We want people to have an opportunity to buy a house, to take care of their kids, to provide for their kids college education and a range of things. I suspect that we're all on the same page. Often it's the the means to get there where we kind of disagree. But if we have a conversation and agree that we agree with the ends, we all want these things, then perhaps it's much easier to have that conversation about the means of getting there.
You said something that I have struggled to express in words about why I get on the radio every day. And it's the faith in every single person that is listening, including those that disagree with me.
Absolutely.
The faith and the trust in you that we can continue to re-engage, talk about difficult things, argue about the means, but hopefully always come back to some of these shared values. Tope, what do you say to Wisconsinites and more broadly Americans that say, I've got nothing to say to people who voted for insert candidate here?
I say that we have to talk to each other, that it's essential. There's, as many social scientists have proven, there are people who voted for Obama and then went on to vote for Donald Trump. The question is, why did you make that switch? My strong suspicion is that you saw what, you know, Trump was talking about, what the Democratic Party was talking about. You said, I'm suffering. And this party that is supposed to be representing me is not acknowledging the fact that I'm suffering. So I'm going to go in this different direction. And so what that means is that you have people who took a decision that reflected their values and where they are and where they were when they made that vote. So to kind of say, because you made this vote, I can never have a conversation with you, I don't think is the right path at all. There always has to be room for engagement and to kind of do our best to build a better tomorrow together.
Folks, that's Tope Fallaron. He's the executive director of the Institute for Policy Studies. Keep making good trouble, Tope, and I hope you come back and do the same on this program again. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to have one of those difficult discussions with a listener who had a lot of criticism for what I had to say yesterday. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.